Supply and dim now. Supply and demand in real estate. The law of supply and demand. For many, a home represents the most significant investment they will make in their lifetime. Yet it's crucial to remember that any real estate property is not just a home, but also an asset. Like all assets, its value is influenced by the dynamics of supply and demand. Supply and demand are not just abstract economic concepts, but fundamental principles that shape our daily lives. These forces are so pervasive and predictable in our economy that they are referred to as laws. The law of demand. The more expensive something gets, the less demand there should be for it. Alternatively, the cheaper the item gets, the more demand for it should rise. The law of supply. More expensive goods will lead manufacturers to make more of those items. Meanwhile, goods that are in short supply should be in high demand, causing the price of those goods to increase. The opposing forces of supply and demand cooperate to reach an equilibrium point where the forces of supply and demand are equal. All other things being equal, this process yields a price that the market deems fair. Understanding the balance. Nowhere are the forces of supply and demand more easily visible than in the real estate market. When everyone wants to buy a house and demand for homes is high, the prices of homes tend to rise, since buyers are willing to pay more. If there are not enough homes to go around, meaning supply is low, that could increase home prices even further. Factors affecting housing supply and demand. Select the arrows to navigate between the factors that affect supply and demand. 1. Time. As anyone who has undergone a home renovation knows, home construction takes time. Whether renovating older homes to put them on the market or building new homes from scratch, homes are not built in a day. Plus, buying and selling real estate is a time-intensive process. Even if everything goes smoothly, real estate is not the easiest asset to turn into cash. Because of this, the real estate market is said to be illiquid. 2. Interest rates. Generally, when interest rates are low, demand for housing goes up. Low interest rates can translate to a lower monthly mortgage payment, making home ownership more affordable. If a borrower can secure a low interest rate, they may be able to afford a larger or more expensive home. This affordability factor is a beacon of hope for many aspiring homeowners. These two factors mean demand tends to be high when interest rates are low. 3. Supply. Housing inventory, or the supply of homes, is constantly expanding and contracting. The amount of homes available can be measured in months. How many months it would take the current inventory to sell on the market at the current sales price. Historically, 6 months of inventory has been considered a balanced market. When supply is lower, prices can increase, especially during a period of low interest rates. In the same way, housing inventory may improve with an increase in home construction. Large groups of people moving due to downsizing, new jobs, or expanding family size. On the flip side, housing inventory can shrink suddenly during crises such as natural disasters, floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, etc. Likewise, if the government uses its right of way to appropriate land, or a developer demolishes existing houses to make way for a retail space, this can cause inventory to contract. Factors affecting the real estate market. 4 key drivers of the real estate market. A home is the most expensive thing most people will ever buy. It represents the largest percentage of most consumer debt. Per the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, the rate of home ownership in the U.S. at the end of 2023 was 66%. 1. Demographics. Demographics, a crucial factor in property pricing, refers to information about the population that makes up a given market. By analyzing data such as the gender, age, and income of those living in a specific area, real estate agents and investors can make informed decisions about the pricing of properties in the area, empowering them in their market strategies. 2. Interest rates. As discussed in depth above, changing interest rates can determine whether home ownership is feasible for a large part of the population. 3. The economy. How is the economy in general doing? If the economy is expanding and people are feeling optimistic about it, the housing market is usually booming. When the economic outlook is not so good, the same goes for real estate. 4. Government policies and subsidies. The federal government, a significant player in the housing market, provides substantial tax subsidies for home ownership and guarantees many mortgage loans under Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the FHA. Other forms of government intervention in real estate include legislation, zoning, rent control, real estate licensing, and the banking system. New tax credits and subsidies could even impact property demand and prices. COVID's effect on the real estate market. Beginning in early 2020, the coronavirus pandemic significantly impacted the real estate housing market. Sales of homes initially stalled at the very start of the pandemic. However, then the market quickly turned into a hot seller's market. The market became extremely competitive. Sometimes homes would sell as soon as they were listed or even before they were listed. Multiple offers were being made on some homes, and homes would often sell for more than the asking price. As more and more people began working from home, many former city dwellers suddenly found themselves searching for more space in less urban, lower cost areas. The housing market before COVID. In 2019, the US was on a long rebound from the Great Recession of 2008 to 2009. The economy was booming, interest rates were at historic lows, and incomes had increased drastically in the decade since 2010. While there was still insufficient housing inventory, homes averaged about 2 months on the market before they sold. Millennials began to enter the housing market in force, finally starting to catch up to the home ownership rates of previous generations. The housing market during COVID. When COVID-19 first hit the US, real estate sales dipped. With many areas under shelter-in-place orders, agents and buyers could not tour homes for sale. It was originally thought that lockdowns would last only a few weeks, so prospective buyers opted to wait. As the pandemic dragged on, however, more people needed a place to quarantine and work remotely. Demand for homes skyrocketed. At the same time, global supply chain issues combined with the pre-existing lack of inventory sent home prices through the roof. In the unique environment of the pandemic, buyers seeking a home faced a new set of considerations. Select each tab to learn more about buyer considerations during COVID. Suburbs. In order to reduce workplace exposure to the virus, many companies sent their staff off campus to work from home. Without the commute to worry about, people could buy a house farther away from the city. The farther away from the city the property, the more bang the buyer could get for their buck. Homes in suburban and rural areas tend to be larger and cost less than those closer to the city centre. These markets saw an unexpected increase in demand and competition. Home size. With sometimes the whole family spending all day at home, the market saw increased demand for larger homes. With more rooms to hold all the people, home offices for one or both spouses and study areas for children attending school online became the hottest must-have home features. Rentals. Desperate for more privacy, flexibility, and space in general, many renters decided to shell out for larger spaces, including purchasing property. Amenities. With people largely confined to their homes, both renters and homeowners began to realize the importance of home offices, gyms, and outdoor areas. Interstate migration. With remote work, employees were no longer required to live near the office. This left people free to relocate to another state, especially one where the price of their home or the cost of living was lower. Government financial assistance. Fearing the possibility of a recession, the Federal Reserve opted to keep interest rates low to promote borrowing and spending. Homeowners who bought during this time could afford more home for their money, as low interest rates made their monthly mortgage payments more affordable. In a recent bank rate survey, 6% of Gen Zers and 5% of millennials reported that buying more home than they could afford was their single biggest financial regret, since many would-be homebuyers had a hard time competing with cash offers during the height of the pandemic. Many were waiving contingencies and making quick decisions that they ended up regretting. In 2021 and 2022, we've witnessed a rapid increase in inflation, primarily driven by supply chain disruptions, low interest rates, and rising business costs. This surge in inflation has led to a decrease in the average consumer's purchasing power. Consequently, the Federal Reserve has responded by raising interest rates, which in turn has caused mortgage rates to climb. The present real estate market is a complex one, posing challenges for both buyers and sellers. Homeowners who secured low mortgage rates are understandably hesitant to give them up, resulting in a scarcity of available properties for potential buyers. Additionally, the higher interest rates have significantly reduced the borrowing capacity of home buyers, leading to longer days on the market and a noticeable drop in the overall volume of home sales. The housing market after COVID. As the US emerges from the constraints of the pandemic, the housing market has lost some of its exuberance. In an uncertain environment, consumers aren't sure what to expect. Increasing interest rates have put downward pressure on demand, even as inventory remains scarce. With the looming threat of recession, potential home buyers and investors are wary of layoffs. Buyers priced out of the market may be waiting for prices or rates to fall. Through it all, demand for existing homes remains strong. Paradoxically, experts believe that even rate drops may not relieve price pressures. With a shortage of inventory, lower rates could lead right back into a cutthroat competitive market where houses sell for above asking price, especially in crowded urban markets and industrial centres. Buyer advice: wait out the market. If buyers are looking for lower home prices, they might have to wait for lower interest rates, greater inventory, and increased housing starts. Without a larger supply of houses, a surplus of demand will keep home prices high. Since houses are not mass-produced on an assembly line, inventory cannot be increased overnight. But given time, increased supply could provide some much-needed breathing room to a too-tight market. The Texas real estate market. A tightening market. A pro-business state government and years of high-profile corporate relocations have contributed not only to higher home prices in Texas, but also to a tightening market for luxury homes. Since Texas is known for its lower cost of living and business-friendly climate, finance and tech corporations have sought to move their base of operations here from other states. In the second largest state in the country, space is at less of a premium. Businesses see plenty of room for offices, warehouses, manufacturing facilities, and for employees who relocated, big houses with yards to match. Even though high interest rates still present a challenge in the market, the state's residential real estate industry is resilient. Resiliency of the market. Some of the factors contributing to the resiliency of the Texas real estate market are: bullet housing supplies in Texas on the rise. Since February of 2023, the housing supply has been increasing. Bullet: high mortgage rates impact loan applications. The rise in mortgage rates due to interest rate hikes has impacted the real estate market by increasing the cost of home ownership. Bullet: momentum for housing inventories. There has been an increase in single-family construction permits, which signals potential growth in housing inventories. Bullet: price gains. Pause for the first time. This year, the median home price experienced a slight dip in August after consistent price gains in 2023. With minimal changes, the overall housing market remains stable. Current market trends. The housing market's average home price has seen little decline, which is an indicator of a balanced and healthy market. The market shows that homes in Texas are in high demand. The median time to pending sales is around 22 days. This indicates an active market and a competitive landscape where properties sell quickly. A healthy economy significantly impacts home sales. Sales will increase and decrease in tandem with economic activity. The supply of money becomes constrained when economies decline. Fewer house buyers enter the market when it becomes more difficult to obtain money. Stricter credit criteria also constrain buyers. When there are fewer buyers, the inventory of houses rises or takes longer to sell. More product supply and less demand for it then cause prices to decrease. The Texas economy has remained robust despite stubborn inflation growth, recession fears, and overall economic uncertainty. As a hub for thriving industries like medicine and oil and gas, Texas boasts a wealth of resources. Recent GDP estimates place the state on par with nations like Canada and Australia. The pivotal role of the oil and gas industry in Texas cannot be overstated. Even today, Texas contributes over 40% of the country's crude oil production and more than a quarter of its natural gas, underscoring the stability and strength of the state's economy. Overall economic outlook for the Texas real estate market. Texas's economy faces some challenges but remains strong compared to other states. Though subject to volatility, the energy sector continues to be a significant driver of growth. There are some signs of weakness in the housing market, but overall, it remains stable. Though employment growth has been vital in the state, there are signs that it may be slowing. The economic outlook for Texas remains positive, but interest rate increases, high inflation, the continuation of the housing market's correction, and softening U.S. and global economies could cause problems in the future. Predictions for the Texas real estate market. In addition to the economic factors mentioned earlier, the robust population and job growth in the Lone Star State have demonstrated the housing market's resilience. This resilience has been evident even in the face of high home prices and limited supply, a testament to the strength of the Texas real estate market. This strength was particularly pronounced during the pandemic, when the Texas housing market stood out as one of the most active in the country. While the future is always uncertain, experts are optimistic about the Texas real estate market in 2023 and 2024. Unless there are unforeseen changes, a repeat of the 2008-style housing market crash seems unlikely. The following factors could influence the performance of the Texas housing market in 2024, either positively or negatively. Interest rates. The Fed has been raising interest rates recently to combat rising inflation. These higher rates have made it more expensive for home buyers to borrow money. When it is more expensive to borrow money, it is harder to qualify for loans and mortgages, reducing demand for homes. If the Fed's rate hikes successfully reduce inflation, rates could fall again. While this may not bring home prices down significantly, it may allow more buyers to enter the market. Supply and demand. With population growth and migration into the state, there is a surplus of demand for Texas housing. The only problem is the lack of supply to match that demand. A shortage of inventory, not enough houses for everyone who wants them, leads to bidding wars and increased home prices. To take some of the pressure off, Texas has invested in constructing more new homes to sell. The ultimate goal would be a balanced market, about 6 months' worth of inventory. Affordability. Median home prices in the U.S. jumped 50% between 2020 and 2020. While Texas pricing is still considered affordable compared to other states, many first-time and low-income home buyers fear being priced out of the market. Economic growth. Even during the pandemic, Texas added jobs, attracting business and workers from outside the state. Increased consumer confidence and spending have driven ongoing demand for housing because, as the Office of the Governor says, Texas continues to lead the nation in an economic resurgence and remains one of the strongest and most diverse economies in the nation. Skill builder, increasing interest. Read through the scenario below and answer the questions that follow. In the growing suburbs of Houston, Texas, homeowners and prospective buyers found themselves at the mercy of a housing market influenced by the intricate interplay of mortgage interest rates, the actions of the Federal Reserve, and the ever-shifting forces of supply and demand. Meet Lucy and Matt, a young couple eager to buy their first home. With dreams of a cozy suburban house and a backyard for their dog, they embarked on their house hunting journey just as the Federal Reserve announced a series of interest rate hikes to curb inflation. As Lucy and Matt scoured listings, they noticed a peculiar trend. The homes they had their eyes on seemed to be slipping out of reach faster than they could save for a down payment. Puzzled, they turned to their real estate agent, Andrea, for answers. Andrea explained that the Federal Reserve's decision to raise interest rates had a ripple effect on mortgage rates. As interest rates climbed, banks and lenders adjusted their mortgage rates accordingly. With interest rates on the rise, Lucy and Matt knew they had to act fast to lock in a favorable rate before they climbed any higher. In 2021, they found the perfect house for just $375,000. They put down a down payment of 20% and locked in an interest rate of 3%. Before property taxes and HOA fees, their monthly mortgage payment on a 30-year loan is $1,265 per month. Meanwhile, across town, Jack was closely monitoring the news from the Federal Reserve. He found himself grappling with a tough decision. Should he continue his search in the hope of finding a more affordable home? Or should he compromise on his dream to avoid getting priced out of the market entirely? To add to his frustration, the housing inventory in Houston was dwindling. With fewer homes on the market, competition among buyers intensified, driving prices ever higher. Jack found himself in a bidding war for a charming bungalow he had set his heart on. In the end, Jack adjusted his expectations and prioritized his budget over his ideal home. With guidance from his real estate agent, he found a modest townhouse that met his needs without stretching his finances too thin. In 2022, Jack paid $375,000 for his townhouse with a down payment of 20%. By this time, interest rates had risen to 6%, bringing his monthly mortgage payment to $1,799 per month. Both sets of buyers bought their homes for the same price and made the same down payment. However, Jack's monthly mortgage payment is more than 40% higher than Lucy and Matt's. The only difference between the two is the interest rate and time. What a difference a year makes.